ladies and gentlemen, let me officially call this meeting to order. Thank you for coming out tonight. We hope that we carry out a good night of business, and we appreciate y'all being here to participate or to pay attention and see what's going on in the county. To start with tonight, I would like to ask the mayor if he would to give us an invocation and lead us in the pledge. Everybody please rise.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for the great and wonderful blessings you give to us each and every day, awakening us in the mornings with being our right mind to be able to carry out business affairs that you've given to us each day. We now tonight, Lord, ask you to continue to give our county commissioners the wisdom and knowledge that there is needed to help make Duplin County as wonderful a place to live as possible. We ask you to continue to bless our county manager. And then, Father, whenever he walks out of his office into retirement, we ask you to bless him to be able to enjoy. Also bless the man that will fill his shoes in the interim as he come forth in the month of July to transact business on behalf of this county. We ask you to continue to bless Duplin County education system, our law enforcement, and other officers. We ask you to continue to give us the strength to do what you have called us to do here in this wonderful county. These blessings we ask tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Now, you got anything to add to tonight's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to add two items to your regular agenda tonight. First, Ms. Angie Quinn, your Soil and Water District Supervisor, is here, and she has an additional item that she would like to discuss with the board. It's an agreement with Greenman Pedersen Inc. regarding engineering services for the Northeast Cape Fear River Stream Bank Stabilization Project. And also, we need to add a closed session for personnel pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11a6.
So to add her right behind, which
the last, yes, sir, she's on your agenda, so it'll be the last item that she presents before you tonight.
All right, pleasure to board.
Motion to approve this second meeting.
Okay, got a motion and a second to approve it with the two add-ons. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay. Hopefully everybody reviewed the minutes from our June 5th meeting. Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further comments? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. Pleasure on the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Same sign. Hearing none. Carry. All right. That moves us to item number one. Will you look and see if we had anybody sign up, and please call them forward if we did.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, the first individual who signed up for public comments is the Reverend Mayor A.J. Connors of Warsaw.
Come forward, please.
I'll make this brief. Some while ago, a couple of years ago, I started watching and observing DOT when they were putting down the traffic monitors that they had placed throughout the county. My concerns is Duplin County, as well as the town of Warsaw, really getting the accurate or the exact number of counts for traffic that is going through, because they keep doing this after school is out. When school is in, we have a lot more traffic going on through in and out. So are they shortchanging us with this by doing this study after school get out which you know and I know that there's thousands of cars moving around during school session. So whenever companies start to look at our areas of thinking about business or things of that nature, they look at it and say, well, you don't have the numbers or you don't have the traffic. Well, are we being shortchanged because of the time that they're putting these traffic monitors out? And that's my wondering. And since our county manager do communicate with the board of DOT, maybe he could ask to see why is it so that after our school is out, which we have all this traffic going on for 9.5 months, heavy traffic. And then during the summer, we only have vacation traffic, which is not as much as a steady flow, right? That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will bring that to DOT's attention, Mr. Mayor. The second individual who signed up for public comments is Ms. Angela Best Maynard of Warsaw.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to talk about, really I had three, but I'm just going to do two tonight. I'm going to save the other one for another time. The animal shelter. There's a problem between the Warsaw Township and the county. Is it fair to say that the citizens of Duplin County, to be told if they have a stray animal, that they need to put it in a bag and bring it to the county themselves? We are not getting paid to take the animal, put it in a bag, and take it to them. They're getting paid to get the stray animal themselves. If you tell the town say it's the county's part. I want to know who is responsible for picking up the stray animals, because if you live in the township of Warsaw, then your animal is supposed to be locked up. It does not supposed to be off a leash. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a daycare parent that there was a stray dog at the daycare. She could not get out in the car, and her child couldn't get out in the car because of the stray dogs in the neighborhood. So the provider had, she called to the town hall to tell them. Town hall said it's not them, it was the county. I just want to know, is it fair to the citizens in Duplin County to be told to bring the dog, catch the dog themselves or the cat themselves? I think that's a problem that needs to be handled, and it needs to be handled soon before somebody get hurt. My second thing is, I know you all are gonna do the budget tonight. I know y'all got your minds made up, but the citizens of Duplin County, who are hardworking citizens, deserve a cost of living increase. Things are high, the economy is bad. You can't even go in the grocery store and pick up items today. If you pick up 3 or 4 or 5 items, you already spent $100. Our county employees, they work hard, every last one of them. They deserve at least a 2% income raise. Thank you.
Thank you.
No one else has signed up for public comments, but if anyone would like to come forward, you can do so at this time.
That's right, really quick. I'm gonna leave all of you side of me out. I wouldn't be for 15 minutes. But anyway, I just wanted to take the time in public to thank the commissioners for what you've done in consideration and helping me with this big project. I've worked with two other county officials, the Sheriff's Department and the Emergency Management, and they have done a fantastic job in the response for y'all even letting me speak last week to help this be a great event. And I was at legislator today and was asked about it and was able, knowing what was going to happen tonight, I was able to speak positively into some of them about what y'all are doing. So I just wanted to make that known that what we're doing is not in vain and that y'all are no small part of that. And I want to make sure that we put on public record that credit's due where credit's due. So I appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. That moves us into item number 2. Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you tonight to request the adoption of the fiscal year 23-24 Duplin County Budget Ordinance. The fiscal year 23-24 general fund budget of $67,483,624 is in balance with a tax rate of 71.5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation plus a 2 cent per $100 assessed valuation to be placed in a capital reserve fund for a total tax rate of 73.5 cents. The enterprise funds and other special funds are also in balance. The appropriation from the fund balance of the general fund is $3,249,652. The amount we're budgeting from fund balance in FY24 is $495,856, more than was appropriated in FY23. I would request a motion to adopt the fiscal year 23-24 Duplin County Budget Ordinance and the authorization for the chairman to sign the same.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that moves us to item number 3. Ms. Quinn.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to present a few contracts. Just want to give you a little bit of background on these projects that we have going on. Cabin Lake was partially funded by USDA with federal dollars that came through the Soil and Water Office. We're required to maintain this watershed dam. A year ago, we were contacted by the Division of Environmental Quality, DEQ, that this dam was now considered high hazard. With that being said, we've attained some grant funds to fund, we have to have an emergency action plan. And I've obtained grant funds to fund this emergency action plan. Solicitations for bids were sent out and the low bidder was Greenman Peterson. I would like to request that you award the contract to Greenman Peterson to create an emergency action plan for Cabin Lake in the amount of $28,000. The funds are available from the Division of Soil and Water and are in our budget.
And authorize the chairman to sign. So, much pleasure to the board.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you. Also, with Cabin Lake, during our maintenance inspections, some erosion was observed along the dam. We've secured funding from the USDA Department of Ag to hire an engineer to perform an assessment of the dam. Again, solicitation for bids were submitted, and Greenman Peterson was a low bidder. I'm here to ask tonight that you award Greenman Peterson the contract to perform a dam assessment for Cabin Lake Dam in the amount of $30,000. The funds are from USDA, Department of Ag, and are in our budget.
And authorize the chairman to sign. Pleasure to board. I got a motion. Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Carried.
Thank you. Next, I have an emergency watershed EWP project going on for 3 sites in Duplin County. The funds are available from USDA and they are in our budget. Solicitations for bids were submitted and Land Mechanic Design was the low bidder. I would like to request that you award the construction contract to Land Mechanic Design in the amount of $461,755 for the construction phase of the EWP project.
And allow the chairman to sign. Pleasure to board.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Okay. Lastly, I appreciate you letting this get on the agenda, but I would like to present an amendment to an existing contract that we have with LDSI Incorporated for the engineering, survey, and design services for the emergency watershed protection project on 3 sites in Duplin County as well. The original contract was awarded to LDSI, and they were acquired by Greenman Peterson. The original contract was for $90,480 for design services. Due to the changes in the design requiring additional surveying and engineering services, I'm requesting additional funds of $17,000 be added to this contract, bringing the amount to $107,480. The funds are available from the Division of Soil and Water and again in our budget. And I'd like to request that you award this contract to them and allow you to sign. Chairman to sign.
I need a motion.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening.
All right. That moves us to item number six. Ms. Brown.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to request approval of the Home Community Care Block Grant, fiscal year 23-24 funds and any associated budget amendments. The agency received a grant allocation of federal and state funds in the amount of $470,103, which requires a 10% match of $52,234, which is a total allocation of $522,337. So the 10% match is half cash and half in-kind, and the in-kind is specific to the personnel working in the programs, office space, and audit expense. So these grant funds are used to provide seniors with meals and activities at the nutrition sites, home-delivered meals for our homebound seniors, provide light housekeeping, which allow our seniors to remain independent in their home, transportation for the seniors to and from their home and the nutrition sites and the events that we host. And the chairman to sign. And authorize the chairman to sign.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion.
Second.
I hear a second. Any further discussion?
Are these funds already in your budget or we have to?
These funds are already in there, but we actually got an increase of $2,000 more, so I'll have to shift some around. Yes, sir.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right, that moves us to item number seven. Mr. Sumlin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Sumlin.
I am here this evening to ask for a recommendation to approve a resolution accepting the NC Commerce Industrial Development Fund grant and establishing a project budget for airpark developments and an ordinance. But before, I do want to provide a little bit of history here. And again, I promise we've got other things going on. Fortunately, the majority of the items that are associated with airpark development are the items that we need board action on. With that being said, we do have some strategic planning amongst our group coming down the road. And as a future item, I would like to talk about a joint breakfast session with our board and the county commissioners. But as I was reading the agenda request form, I did want to make a correction. And Davis may be able to speak to this if need be. We had sent out an agenda request form on Wednesday, and towards the end of the morning, we had found out that a change needed to be made. So I want to speak to that change a little bit. And tonight, with my comments, probably as with my comments going forward, I'll probably reference George Futrell again and again. Because in the short time I was here, he was able to get me moving in a swift direction quickly. And early on, when we're dealing with items that, you know, request swift action, that may be grant related, whether it be the airport, EDC, or elsewhere, he suggested that, as the chairman has spoke about authorizing signatures, that with mundane day-to-day activities of a grant application, for us to reach our deadlines, it may be that those mundane things can be signed by someone other than the chairman. And that's actually what I wanted to speak to tonight. Before George had passed, he drafted a resolution for the SCIF funding, which is the road portion of Air Park.
As things are, you know, continue to carry themselves forward, I anticipate that I'll be managing and overseeing the SCIF fund project. That's for the board and the chair and our county manager to make a decision on, but that's kind of where the conversations are going. So what we've done is we took that same resolution that the board approved several months ago for the $1.5 million SCIF funds and basically mirrored it to look the same for the Commerce IDF funding. And that's what I'm asking for tonight. When I say per the resolution, I will mention that the aspect of the request I'm making is that the county manager, or in this case, the interim county manager, would be authorized to sign pay requests, not asking for, you know, signatory authority for a blank check by no means, and change orders, and that the Duplin County EDC director, I myself, is authorized to sign progress reports, miscellaneous correspondence, and other documents related to the administration of the grant and the construction of the project. So that completes my comments, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Okay, is it clear to the board what he's requesting?
It was clear earlier. So I think what I'm hearing is more towards the SCIF portion of the project, the runway, where you want to have authority to sign the quick term.
No. I apologize if I was unclear on that. We're just talking about the IDF funding.
All right. So just the IDF funding.
Yes, sir.
Okay, pleasure to the board. Got a motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, but now we can open up for more discussion because it was a little bit gray. So feel free to ask Mr. Sumlin any question you might have because I want everybody to be comfortable when they vote. Just for clarification, you know, you're asking for the authority for you to be able to sign the work orders, the change orders?
No, sir. Basically anything that is the day-to-day standard requirements of the grant that I'd be allowed, but anything that would involve a pay request, the change orders, the spending of money of any amount would not, yeah, that would still reside with
the manager or the interim manager.
So your signature is for budget purposes only?
Anything other than budget needs. It's really, and it may be that I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. We may not have challenges down the road. The intent behind this request was that if there's grant deadlines, that, you know, 2 weeks to wait for a board meeting may create a challenge, but more than not, it probably may not create a challenge. But yes, essentially it would be for anything that's not budget related, would I'd be authorized to sign.
Mr. Brinson, how often would something like that or has something like that taking place under, God rest his soul, George's movement? Is that something that was often or?
Yeah, it's something we've started doing within the last couple of years to help, as Mr. Sumlin alluded to speed up the process somewhat. Mm-hmm. When you have change orders, the money's already there, and we didn't want to have to bring it back to the board's attention when the manager can just approve the change order because it's not adding to the budget of the project. He's just moving money around within the project, and seeing as how your county manager, your interim county manager, your budget officer anyway, we felt it appropriate. And it does streamline and speed up the process. But the board sets the budget ordinance for the project. So you allocate you accept the funds from the state and then allocate the funds accordingly. So you have ultimate control over the budget. But your budget officer administers your wishes through change orders and pay requests.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Dapp.
Yeah. I think you answered my question, but my question was, when he brings us the change orders, have they already occurred? Has he already moved the money around?
The change order, yes, it would be approved by the manager.
Okay.
In consultation with Mr. Summerlin, and then if we have any project engineers or construction foreman with the project, we would have to, if the manager questioned why a change order was being made, what was the reason behind it, then he would have to investigate that.
But zero authority to spend money beyond what we had already appropriated?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't want that authority.
Any further questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Item number 8.
Okay, item number 8 is a request to extend Project Jenny. It's a public project. It's been made public, so we still just tend to call them by name. This is Igor May. They have, I was able to take a tour a couple weeks ago, and they probably have more than created the jobs from the side of the parking lot. And I was able to walk through and see the construction that has taken place and the improvements. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to get the paperwork together to verify the creation of the jobs and the investment so we could close out the project. So I come before you tonight asking for a one-year extension to close out for Project Jenny.
Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion. I hear a second.
Second.
Any further discussion?
It is of your opinion there are no problems with what they've got going on outside of an issue with paperwork. The job is created and the work is getting done.
There you go. It's my opinion from my tour that the investments and jobs are more than likely there.
Do you anticipate it being done within the 12-month period?
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Okay, carried. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This brings us to item number 9. Mr. Mathis? Is he waiting outside?
Okay. Mr. Ryan Cox of Insight Planning and Development will appear for Mr. Mathis.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Mathis was off. He was on vacation today. I was part of the, I'm the program administrator for this grant program. So we did procured surveyors for this project. We have to get a meets and bounds survey per the grant agreement and the requirements of the grant program. We used the previous appraisals and contractors from the Hurricane Florence expedited buyout program, but we have re-procured the surveying side. We had some budgetary issues that came up in the last round, so we decided to re-procure it. So we re-procured. We had two that submitted on it. It was Robert Gosley and Johnny Williams, and we recommended Johnny Williams.
Okay, I need a motion to award a contract to Dupin County Hurricane Florence Mitigation Grant Program Professional Services to Johnny J. Williams, Land Surveying PC of Beulahville, North Carolina, and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second.
Do I get a motion? I got a motion. Here's a second. Got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, carried. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that brings us to item number 10, Ms. Chestnut.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I am here to you today, to get approval to authorize a project ordinance to establish a budget for the Duplin County Detention Center. The county received a state capital and infrastructure grant in fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $21,300,000. And for us to legally expend any of those funds for the current engineering contract that we have approved, we need to get this budget grant project ordinance approved. And this is only for an amount up to the amount of the grant that the county received.
Okay, I need a motion to authorize a project ordinance to, in accordance with NCGS 159-13.2.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I'm just curious what the administration of $20,000 may be in that ordinance.
The administration can be anything from advertising for bids. It could be any of the Department of Water Quality the permits we have to apply for, anything outside of engineering or construction.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 11, Mr. Gary Rose.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here this evening to present a interlocal agreement with the town of Tichy for the county to collect their property taxes beginning with the 2023 tax year. This will be 8 out of the 10 county towns that we collect for.
Okay, I need a motion to approve a contract between Duplin County and the town of Tichy for collection of the town of Tichy's taxes and authorize the chairman to sign the same.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moves us to item number 12.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have just two announcements tonight. First, I've placed a letter at your places. The First Missionary Baptist Church of Warsaw has sent you an invitation. They request the honor of your presence at their dedication and unveiling ceremony of the Reverend Thomas Parker Marker. The Reverend Parker was a pioneer of the Negro Baptist Church and the first pastor of First Missionary Baptist Church. He was also a founder of the Kingsville Eastern Missionary Baptist Association, or KEMBA. The ceremony will take place at 11 o'clock in the morning on July the 29th, 2023. They will unveil and dedicate the marker to Reverend Parker, and they request the honor of your presence at this historic event. The second announcement, Mr. Chairman, is there will be no Board of Commissioners meeting on July the 3rd per the instructions of the chairman. I just wanted to make that announcement for those in attendance and for those listening on our website after the event. So now I'd like to request that the board go into closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A6 for personnel matters.
Pleasure, board.
So moved.
Okay, got a motion and a second to go into closed session. Any further comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, we're moving into closed session. Thank you all for attending tonight. Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back into open session. Appreciate you hanging around. If there's anything that anybody needs to bring up that was covered in the closed session to the public? Being none, okay. all, before we close tonight, want to make sure that everybody understands we're taking off the first Monday in the month, July the 3rd, to allow for a long weekend for employees or for you, the commissioners, if you would like to be out. And so our next meeting will be on July the 17th at 6 o'clock, located right here. Any further comments? I entertain a motion.
Just as FYI,
okay.
I will not be present at the July 17th meeting.
Okay. All right. Mr. Branch is not going to be able to be with us. I entertain a motion to adjourn. I got a motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.